USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is asking Congress to extend the CDC's eviction ban. This comes in response to the nation's spike in COVID-19 cases. The moratorium is set to expire this weekend. The House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties is holding a hearing with Texas Democratic state lawmakers on the election reform bill the Texas legislature is considering. Subcommittee ranking member and Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions criticizes the Texas Democrats for walking out of the special session, claiming they're the ones who are suppressing Texans' rights.
What is happening today in Texas is the rights of all Texans are being withheld because members of the Democratic Party who are members of the state House choose not to be a part of it.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A bipartisan infrastructure bill gets the thumbs up from the Senate.
The U.S. Senate, in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday, advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
There are some signs that the red-hot real estate market may be starting to cool. This is due to pending home sales falling. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 1.9% in June. They also fell by the same amount when compared to June last year. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC is changing mask guidance amid the Delta variant surge of coronavirus cases in the United States. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
Yesterday in the United States, there were just over 68,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 387 deaths reported across the country. Finally, it was back on this date in 1958 when the U.S. Congress passes legislation establishing the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA for short. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.